Lekutas Sichas Chelik Yud Parsha VeYigash Sicha Beis BaPasuk LeAviv Sholach Kozois. In the pasuk which talks about what Yosef sent to Knan, to his father Yaakov, once it became known that Yosef was alive and that asking Yaakov to come to Mitzrayim. So it says LeAviv Sholach Kozois. And to his father he sent as follows: Asara Chamayrim, 10 donkeys, Noisim to Mitzrayim, carrying the good products of Mitzrayim, by Esara Sainis, and 10 female donkeys carrying wheat. So on that pasuk, Matik Rashi as a Tevis Sholach Kazais, Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk he sent as follows. Umefarish, and he explains, Kechesh ben Azel, like this amount. Umau Achesh ben, and what is the amount? Asar Chamayrim, 10 donkeys, etc. Mechayr Efshaloymar, so the question is, what is Rashi trying to explain here? Maybe we could say, the Koshalil Rashi Bakosuv. Rashi has the question in the Pasuk, the Tevis Kazais Muhaserasi. Why does it say he sent as follows? Why didn't he just say he sent 10 donkeys and so on? Therefore he explains that the word kazois means like this amount. What does he mean by that? In other words, that the pasuk is saying that it was this calculation, this amount, this is a calculated amount, not more, not less. This is what he sent, nothing more, and he didn't send any other things which are not listed in the pasuk. But this is difficult to say that this is what Rashi means, that saying that he sent this and only this, because why would we think that Yosef sent something different than what is listed in the pasuk, different amounts or more things? Why would we think that? The pasuk tells you what he sent. That the pasuk has to say he sent only this and nothing more. Even if it didn't say kazois, elo olav of sholach hasar chamayim, it would only have said, and to his father he sent 10 donkeys, etc. We would know that the pasuk tells you what he sent. That's what he sent. Why does the Torah have to say that he sent only this and nothing more? Why would you think otherwise? So the commentary is right, b'kavanas Rashi, shem milos kazois ham yuseres meire ki loy sholach Yosef la'aviv asarach ha'meirim. What the word kazois, which seems like it doesn't need to be there, is indicating that Yosef sent to his father, he didn't send to his father 10 actual donkeys. Rak hachikah makra, rather this is what the pasuk means to say, ul'aviv sholach ba'agolois kazois, that he didn't send donkeys, he sent on wagons a certain amount of tuv Mitzrayim, of the good products of Mitzrayim. And like this means, claim a kechesh ben azeh means this calculated amount, meaning shehi hamasa shel asar chamayrim. He sent the weight. How much would it be? We know that a donkey can carry, let's say, 5 bundles. So he sent the amount that 10 donkeys could carry. In other words, he sent 50 bundles. But he didn't send them on donkeys necessarily, he sent them on wagons. Kazais means like this cheshbon of what 10 donkeys carry. But again, on the simple level, you can say that that's what it means. But Pirush Rashi, Shareyu Madgish Belushoyne Kecheshbon and Hacheshbon, because Rashi says the words Kecheshbon and again Hacheshbon. So in other words, he uses the words cheshbon. Shapirish the cheshbon who misper. The word the cheshbon means an amount.
And
And if Rashi's intentions would be to explain that he didn't send the actual donkeys, but he sent the load that 10 donkeys would be able to carry, he should have said, like this load, not like this number. So the word cheshven doesn't seem to fit with that pshat. Rather, it should have said kemasa hazeh, this kind of a load. Ubefratsha bepashtas loshen hakosov sholach kazeis haserach hamoyim noisim. Especially that if you read the pasuk, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is mashma osa hamoyim mamish, it seems from the pasuk that he actually sent 10 donkeys carrying the tov mitzrayim. Ilu kavanas Rashi, I'm a farish shudish al mikra. And if Rashi, whose intention is to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk, and if what he intended here was lepirush amoytzias akazim pshutai, he is now reinterpreting the pasuk away from its simple meaning, where the simple meaning of the pasuk is that he did send 10 donkeys. Hayekaysev is a besignon haborer. He would have written it in a way that is more clear. Gamlu ben chamish lamikra, even to a 5-year-old. So therefore, if he meant to go away from the shudish lamikra, he would have said something a little more clear to clarify that it was the masa, the load of 10 donkeys and so on. So therefore, that can't be the pshat either. Gam sarach lavan, we also have to understand lama matik Rashi ma'akosav gam tevis sholach. Why does Rashi also quote the word sholach? He's only coming to explain the word kazais, why the pasuk adds the word kazais. So why is he also quoting the word sholach? He should have said kazais kecheshven hazeh. Number two, achrei sherashi kazev kecheshven hazeh mamshech b'loshen shayla. After he says like this cheshven, he continues with a question mark, umahu hacheshven, and what is that calculation? Asar chamayim, 10 donkeys, and so on. Olchayir, I have a little meimer bekitzer cheshven hazeh asar chamayim. Why does he have to introduce the word? And what is that number? He should have simply said, like this number, 10 donkeys, and so on. Why does he introduce the words? And what is that number? La'achrei ze matik Rashi esateidus metuv mitzrayim. The next Rashi goes on to quote the words in the pasuk mituv Mitzrayim, from the good products of Mitzrayim. Umefarish, and he explains, matzina b'gemara, we find in the Gemara, shesholach lo yayin yoshon, he sent him aged wine, shedas zekeinim noichei mena, because elderly people enjoy, appreciate that. Umedesh agoda, and then he continues, the medesh agoda says, grisim sholpul, which means beans which were broken up into pieces. Not whole beans, but split peas, like, you know, split beans. B'tzarach lahavin, so we have to understand about this Rashi. Number one, yadua shekesherashi mefarish beis pirushim inyan echad. We know that when Rashi gives two interpretations to the same word, or the same words or ideas, hareiza mipnei shenemer sheechad mehapirushim einem maspik liyashuv es hakosuv. Because one pshat on its own would not be enough to explain all the every facet of it. And if you have questions about the first pshat, and therefore it leaves it incomplete, so the second pshat will answer those questions. And the rule is that the one that he brings first is always the one that's closer to the simple meaning. So therefore, if it needn't be done, so in our case, lama hutzarch Rashi lefarish beis pirushim betub mitzrayim. Why does Rashi have to explain two pshatim in the word tub mitzrayim, what exactly the products were? Ubamek korib yoyser al pipshuta shumikru pirush harishayin. And in what way is the first pshat, which is that he gave him, sent wine, aged wine, how is that closer to the first pshuta shumikru? Mipirush hasheni, from the second pshat, which is grisim shopul, the split beans. Beis, another question. Darkesh Rashi b'roiv amekaymis. The way that in most places that Rashi comments is shemevi pirush v'medrash chazal shekesh shemevi, that when he brings explanation from medrash, hu kaysev rabbeinu darshu, he writes, and our sages taught or darshaned. Or a similar expression. And when he adds a second shot, he usually writes Dabarachar, another interpretation. Something similar. Without necessarily bringing what the source of that explanation is. In the Gemara, a Medrash, it doesn't usually say the Gemara says or the Medrash says, unless there is a specific reason. Ulam benidin didan. However, in our case, ma'ase b'shnei apirushim shemekaidem b'gemara u'b'medrash agada. In our case, he adds in before each one of the shatim, he gives the source of it. What if one is from the Gemara and one is from Medrash Agada? Shemizem, moving from this, we understand sheyedias b'kedush v'kol pirush kan. That are knowing where the source of that pirush is. In this case, Tosef Havanim b'pirush will somehow add to our understanding of this pshat. The tzarach lahavin. So we have to understand ma meisef tzina makedus l'pirush. What does adding that this one came from the Gemara and that one came from the Medrash? What does it add to the pshat? B'havanas b'pirush ma'atzvan, in understanding the pshat. Gimel, a third thing. Gam tzarach lahavin. We also have to understand. Shinei aloshim b'Rashi b'aviyes sapirushim migemara u'medrash agada. Rashi changes the way it's presented in the Gemara and in the Medrash. Number one changes b'pirush harishim meisiv Rashi atam lama b'chayesiv l'shleich yayin yashut. In regards to the first pshat, in the Rashi adds the reason why he decided to send wine. The reason is that he gives is because elderly people appreciate aged wine. He doesn't say why he sent beans. Why doesn't he get the reason why he sent over there? Number two, in the first shot he writes, we find in the Gemara. The word we find in the Gemara doesn't need to be there. What does it need to be there for? Like, similar to what he did in the second shot, that he simply wrote Umedesh Agada, he could have wrote Gemara. He could have said, it's explained in the Gemara. What is Matsinu? We find in the Gemara is unusual. Gimel. Lama matik Rashi mehagemora gama tevis shesholach loy yayin yoshon. Why does Rashi say he sent old wine? Harei koi bepirush hatevis mitub mitzrayim. He's trying to explain what mitub mitzrayim is. Kenal, as he mentioned before, upirushay harei zerak yayin yoshon. And to explain what tub mitzrayim is simply saying Yayin Yoshon, old wine. That's the meaning of Mitub Mitzrayim, Rashi wants to say. So why does he say K'mesh Kozeh B'Pedah Sha'alef U'Medah Sha'goleh B'Grisim Sholpul, just like he writes in the second shot? He doesn't write Shesholach L'Grisim Sholpul, that he sent him cracked split beans. He just simply explains that it means split beans. So why before Yayin Yoshon he adds Shesholach L'Grisim, he sent him old wine? That would seems obvious, the words that he sent him, and therefore unnecessary. Gimel, v'avir b'cholzeh. So to explain this, Masha koshel Rashi ba'kosov. What is Rashi's difficulty in this pasuk? Huloi rak yiter tevis kozeis. Is not only the fact that it says like this, as follows. What is it? As he said before, lagam shayla klolis ba'sipa sheyesav shoch la'achaviv yud chamayim noisim metub mitzrayim. It's a general question about the story as it's told, that Yosef sent his father 10 donkeys carrying the to Mitzrayim, and then 10 donkeys carrying bor. The question is, but previously it related that Yosef told his brothers, Maharu v'alu el avi, quickly rush and go up to my father, v'amar temelev, and say to him, you know, that Yosef is alive and so on, and you shall rush and bring my father down here. Also, when the when the rumor, when the news came to Pare, Lemabo Achei Yosef, to tell him that he found out that it was the brothers of Yosef that had arrived. Oz, what happens then? Vayema Pare, Zaysasu, he said, this is what you should do, Lechu Boy Atzaknan, go to Eretz Knan, Beklu Esavichem, and bring your father, Oboy Eli, and come to me. Haynu Shagam Pare Rotzeshtek of Achar Boyim Eretz Knan, Yachzerul Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avim. In other words, Pare also expressed the same idea. Go back to Canaan and then bring your father here immediately. Move here. And therefore, Pare told Yosef to say to his brothers, Zoysasu, this is what you shall do. Khu, take agolus l'tapchem alon sheichem, take wagons for your children and for the women, and asasim zabichem abasim, you shall bring your father here and come here. Begam hoysif einechem al tachas al kleichem, and he also added, and don't worry about your furniture and so on. Don't worry about it. Leave it all back there. Kituv, don't waste time, you know, packing it up and bringing it. Kituv kol eretz Mitzrayim, because the best of all of Mitzrayim will be here for you. Bechtei lahosir kol mashiyoch la'akabiyosim amehir l'Mitzrayim. All this was in order to take away any distraction, any delay in them coming to Mitzrayim. So in other words, the message is that they should come quickly. If so, the brothers were now going back to Canaan, was only for a short stay. They were just going there to bring everybody back, for the purpose of rushing back to Mitzrayim. They really didn't have a need for that much wheat, for that much grain, for that much food. They only needed enough for themselves to go there, to travel to Canaan, and for the short time that it'll take them to gather it together and to come to Mitzrayim. Which is of course much less than they took with them the first time that they had come to Mitzrayim, where it had to last them for months or a year, whatever. Of course then too they needed enough food for the trip there and the trip back eventually. So, but they needed also for the entire stay of a year or whatever it was between. So they needed much more at that time. This time they needed very little, just what it is to go back and forth and for a short stay. Pisa kosher. If so, the question is, because of mavur she Yosef nasim lechav is kol masha omale pare. Yosef gave his brothers everything that Pare had said to give them. Tanu is beirchem. What did Pare say? Load up your animals, your pack animals, with tvua, with wheat. Well, Pirush Rashi tvua. Rashi says that means wheat. Vagam seidel laderech, and he also specified specifically, and also food for the way, for the trip. And then he added to this, and he said also, and then Yosef added to all this 10 donkeys carrying the good products of Mitzrayim, and 10 she donkeys carrying food and bread and food and so on. So the question, the general question that Rashi has here is, since they're coming right back to Mitzrayim, what purpose was it to sending this 20 animals full of food when they don't need that much food? It's just going to be a bother to have to bring it all back, to schlep it all there, schlep it all back. So what was the purpose of it? So it's in order to answer all this. Mefarish Rashi kechezmen azeh. Rashi says like this amount. What does he mean to say by that? Shetavis kazois loy koyal anem alakamon b'posuk. It's the kazois doesn't mean like what follows. Kazois doesn't mean he sent as follows. That's what we originally thought, but that's not what it means. Elok kechezmen azeh. He sent like this amount. Which amount is he talking about? Cheshvena yedua kvar, a number which we already know from previous psukim. Haynu shamisva because of lefneze. Shamasupa, because of Lufneze, that what was related to us earlier in the parsha, from there we know what Yosef sent to Yaakov. And this will answer why Yosef sent 10 donkeys and so on. How? What is it that we were told in the previous psukim, which answers why he sent so much stuff? The explanation is, in the earlier psukim it's told, as Yosef emir elachecha, Tare told Yosef, say to your brothers, Zeis asudas, what you shall do, Tanu is be'irchem, load up your animals. V'haynu, shepare b'shamei kehem achei Yosef, that when Pare heard that these were the brothers of Yosef, nis'oire b'yachas aleihem e'en yachosei li'yosef, it brought out in him an attitude to them, similar to his attitude to Yosef. In other words, they liked him. L'chein nama li'yosef, she'yitin l'echav t'fuah litin his be'irim, and therefore he said to Yosef, give them enough food to load up their animals, to go with, you know, with full load animals. Matana li'yakov abesei, as a gift to Yaakov and his family. V'alpizem muvan, so based on this we understand that Yosef is thinking the im parei, that if we're talking about Pare, when he heard that Yosef's brothers are here, that Yosef has a father in Canaan, he was awakened and it brought out in him a feeling that he wants to send a nice gift to Yaakov, such a large gift, 10 animals full of food. How much more so that Yosef should bring out that kind of response in Yosef? That it would be, he should send no less to his father than Pare is willing to send. He for sure should send. The God will gedolus Yosef mishol Pare. In fact, he should send even more than Pare. V'zeu mashen is boyer, mashen emar, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Ula'aviv sholach Yosef me'atzmai levad mitzivui pare kazois. So this is what the pasuk is trying to say here. And ula'aviv sholach, and to his father he sent. Who sent? Yosef sent. Kazois means like the same amount that Pare sent. Just as Pare sent 10 animals full, Yosef also sent that much, the same amount as Pare. Like the same amount that Pare had sent. Besides for what Pare told him to send, 10 animals, Yosef also sent like that same amount. Like the same amount that Pare sent. What did Pare send? Pare sent 10 animals full of food. And then, so Yosef sent those 10 animals full of food. And in addition to the amount that Pare told him to send, he also sent the same amount, 10 she donkeys full of food. So in other words, Yosef, what Kazais means, Yosef was matching that which Pare told him to send. Pare told him to send 10 animals full of food. He sent 10 animals full of the best, the choice products of Mitzrayim. So Kazois is not talking about what's mentioned later. Kazois is that which Pare already told him to send previously, which happens to be the 10 animals that Yosef sent and the 10 animals that Yaakov, that Pare told him to send. Omnom kol ze hayu b'teir matana v'loy l'parnasa ba. But these 10 animals that Yosef was adding of his own, that was not in order that they should, all the whole thing actually, all of it was not there, it wasn't sent in order that they should have food, enough food for themselves, but rather it was sent as a gift, it was meant as a gift, as a gesture of a gift. Because they really didn't need that much food to last them for such a short time. So it wasn't sent for their food, it was sent as a gift. When you give a gift, you give more than you really need, and so on. And therefore Rashi here also quotes the word sholach. Because he's trying to separate between what Pare sent to send and what Yosef sent. Sholach kazais means Yosef sent a similar amount to what Pare had sent. Umam shech Rashi umedayik, and then Rashi continues and he explains umau acheshben, and what was that amount that Yosef sent, a similar amount, asara chamayrim, 10 donkeys. Kavanasa b'zeh, what it means by that is to say kilefi anal lecheshben hazeh haynu acheshben shel matnas parei. But now that we are saying that acheshben hazeh kozois, acheshben hazeh means like the gift that Pari had sent, ainu muvan. So then we have to understand another thing. Kol achei Yosef, kol gam binyamin, hayu oz b'mitzrayim. All the brothers of Yosef, every single one of his brothers, was now in Mitzrayim, including Binyamin, who had not come the first trip. Nimsa shayolem yud alaf chamayrim latina b'tfuah. So it comes out there were 11 brothers, so there were 11 donkeys. So that's what he should have put as a gift. He should have put on all 11 donkeys, he should have put the grain. And when Pari said to Yosef, brothers, tanu as beirchem, load up your donkey, your animals. He didn't specify the number, Pari. He just said, take all your animals and fill them with food. They must have loaded down 11 donkeys according to the instruction of Pari. So how are you going to explain that the word kazais, which is now referring to what Pare said to send, and that cheshbon shesholach Pare harim mefurish yisav sholach rak cheshbon shel asara, because it says right in the pasuk that it was asara chamayrim, but Pare told them to send that all the animals should have food, so therefore there must have been 11. So if kazais means what Pare told them to send, then that should have been 11, not 10. So we're left with that question. Therefore Rashi says, "Umau acheshben asara," and what was the amount that Pare told him to send? It was only 10, not 11. Lahadgish shezeh acheshben, to say that it was actually 10 and not 11. Hayne shePare sholach rak acheshben hazeh asara chamayrim, that Pare only sent 10 and not 11. Umatanos shel Yosef yesima lacheshben shel Pare, and the amount that Yosef sent, the 10 additional ones, was equal to the amount that Pare sent. The kosher canal, but then we're still left with the question. Hare Yudalef, Yudalef Achan, there were 11 brothers there at that time. Velohem Yudalef Chameirim, they must have had 11 donkeys, so then how is it that it's only 10? Velomatsiva Pare Lahatin Rakas Chameirim Shal Asarimahem, why did Rashi, Rashi insists that what Pare said was only 10, why did Pare tell him to load up only 10 donkeys and not 11? The Lecha Mershul Yidalef, and not the donkey of the 11th brother. The Oidzeis, and another thing, the Pashtas Halosh and Tanu is Beirchem, Mashma Shatziva Litin as Beiram Shalachei Yosef Mibli Hevdel. The fact that he said, load up your animals, which means load up all your animals. He wasn't saying this one's yes and this one's not. So therefore, if there's 11 brothers, obviously he meant that all 11 should get their animals loaded with food. So why was there only 10? But the explanation is the answer to this can also be understood from the earlier psukim. And it's so obvious what the answer is that Rashi doesn't even have to explain it. But Parsha Miketz Mesuper, earlier in Parsha Miketz it's told, that the first time that the brothers came to buy food in Mitzrayim, Ikav Yosef etzlei Shimon, Yosef did not allow Shimon to go back to Knan. Umekivan shahoye roev be'eretz Knan, roev be'eretz Knan, and since there was a hunger in Knan, harei muma, so we understand the afshe Ikav Shimon, that even though Yosef had decided to keep Shimon back with him, harei hoye zerak ein mashkin, this was only like a hostage. Ve'ein inyan la'akiv, but there was no need to keep his donkey back. Yosef doesn't need his donkey. So therefore, certainly, he had no need for the donkey, and he must have sent the donkey back as a to be able to carry more food. But rather, he sent that donkey back in order filled with food for his father, for Yosef's father, and for the family. Echav lokhu itam, and the brothers took an additional donkey with them. Shimon's donkey they took along with them. But now when the brothers came back the second time, there was only 10 brothers. Binyamin was added, but Shimon wasn't there. He was already in Mitzrayim. And therefore when they came back, they came riding their donkeys, which is 10 donkeys. And Pare told them to load up your donkeys, which means they brought 10 donkeys, load up 10 donkeys. So therefore, there was only 10 donkeys, even though there were 11 brothers in Mitzrayim, because Shimon's donkey was no longer there. He didn't come on this trip. His donkey went back earlier. Vav. Now that Yosef sent all of this as a gift in honor of his father, not as necessities which he needed in order to be able to have a meal to eat, so we understand that in order to honor him with the gift properly, he sent something that this is something that will show the honor that he was trying to show his father. Therefore, when it comes to time to explain what exactly did he send as a gift, Rashi says the first pshat mitub Mitzrayim. What is mitub Mitzrayim? The good products of Mitzrayim. Sholoch yayin yoshon. He sent him aged wine, shadaz kenim noicha emenu, that elderly people appreciate. Hainu shesholach dover shol nachas ruach v'tainu. He sent him something, not a necessity like bread or something. He sent something that he would enjoy, something that he would appreciate, old wine. V'lo yamochach lishbar avayin, and not something that he needs because to eat. Ach im ki pirush ze masimem klolos teichan aksuvim. But however, even though this fits well with the story and the narrative as it's going, that now that he wants to send him a gift, he wants to send him a nice gift that he can enjoy and so on. Valpiza Muvan Hatif Taimishal Yosef Ishluch Matana Zulov, which explains why Yosef sent this kind of a gift. Einim, and that's why Einim Masim Kokach Lepirish Hamilas Shal Mitu Mitzrayim. It doesn't fit so well with the actual translation of the words Mituv Mitzrayim, from the good products of Mitzrayim. Why not? We don't find anywhere that Mitzrayim had a special vintages of wine in which Mitzrayim was outstanding in their winemaking. We don't find anywhere such a thing. That this should be considered the good products of Mitzrayim. In fact, we find that Mitzrayim's specialty, its better product was plants rather than trees. As Rashi says, in Lech Lecha, you know, the it says that Kegan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, so Rashi says Kegan Hashem means vineyards, I think, and Ke'eretz Mitzrayim means Zroim. So that the Eretz Mitzrayim was known for its plants rather than for its trees. L'chein Kosev Rashi. Therefore, since it doesn't fit so well with the actual translation of the word Mituv Mitzrayim, Rashi writes Shapiro Zemekayda BeGemara, that this explanation that it was wine is from the Gemara. Sheinyana BeIkir Pirush Halachas. Gemara deals more with halacha shalpize muva masholch yain yashon, which explains why he sent aged wine. Afshein amasum klokach be pirush atevus mituv mitzrayim, even though it doesn't fit so well with the words mituv mitzrayim. Ki mitzad halacha de kibedav masim ha'yil shloich yain yashon, because in explaining the desire of Yosef to honor his father, it fits better that he sent them aged wine. And the Gemara deals not with so much with the pashut meaning of the psukim, it deals more with what fits with the halacha, what fits with what should be done. So with what should be done, it fits better that he sent wine, even though it doesn't fit so well with the actual translation of the word to Mitzrayim. Umarech Rashi b'lushenai, and Rashi dwells on this, he elaborates on it, saying matzinu b'gemara shesholach loy, that he, we find in the Gemara that he sent him. In a case of stam shetub Mitzrayim, haynu yayin yoshon kimefurish b'gemara, he doesn't say, as we asked originally, why didn't he simply say, instead of matzina b'gemara shesholach loy, he should have said yayin yoshon b'gemara. Why doesn't he say that? Shabazem Aramis, through the elaboration, he's trying to hint to us, Einze Pirush Hatedus Karogu Buchama Mekaymes, that over here the word, the explanation of Yayin Yoshon doesn't fit so well with the actual words of Mitum Mitzrayim, which normally he tries to fit the Pshat with the meaning of the words. Sharei Tevis Eilu Mitum Mitzrayim Koshel Lefarishkem, because these words Mitum Mitzrayim don't seem to fit with aged wine. But rather what this means is that when you look at the story as it's explained in the psukim, from the fact that Yosef sent such a large amount of stuff to his father, the fact that he sent so much means that it was a gift and not something, the necessities. So therefore, from that the story, as the psukim tell it, we have to say there was something that he was trying to honor his father, and for that, what the Gemara says, that it was aged wine, fits well with that story. That's why Rashi says we find in the Gemara that it was aged wine, and he also adds the words that he sent to him. Because he's trying to explain not so much as what the words mitum Mitzrayim mean, but rather what's the reason that he sent it to him. What's the why did he send that? Because wine explains the reason why he sent it. So in other words, Matzina Megemara is sort of, it's not that Rashi takes a soft approach to saying that Mituv Mitzrayim means wine, because it doesn't seem to mean wine. So he says, we find in the Gemara that he sent wine to his father. In other words, not relating it so much to the words Mituv Mitzrayim, but rather, the Gemara relates that he sent wine in order to Issa, because it fits better with the narrative than it does with the actual word Mitum Mitzrayim. Zayin. Ach mekivin shesof sof piruze einu masim kol kach bepirush Mitum Mitzrayim kenal, but since in the end is saying that it means wine doesn't fit so well with Mitum Mitzrayim, l'chein maybe Rashi had pirush, that's why Rashi says there's another meaning, another explanation also, which is that the Medrash Agada says Grishim Shopulu is split beans. Asher lefize misyashev heitev pirush mitum Mitzrayim. This explains better the meaning of mitum Mitzrayim. Ki grishim shopulu areiz ezroim, because beans are plants, the type in which Mitzrayim specialized, had the best of. In fact, we find that this was an important food in Mitzrayim. It was not important, but it was a special food in Mitzrayim, as brought elsewhere. And we understand also why he sent them this. And because this is self-understood, because the word Mitum Mitzrayim already explains why he sent this specifically, because this is the best that Mitzrayim has to offer. Therefore, in explaining why he sent them Grisim Shopul, the beans, he doesn't have to explain why, because that's the best that Mitzrayim has to offer. But when explaining the wine, That's not the best that wine has to offer, that Mitzrayim has to offer. Therefore, Rashi has to explain why he chose to send wine. But then, on the other hand, the fact that what Rashi says Tuv Mitzrayim was is actually just another type of food. That doesn't fit so well with the story as we understand it, that he was trying to choose a gift that would be more than just simply food. It would be something that he would enjoy especially, and so on. That the purpose of the gift was to show honor to his father. Therefore Rashi brings this one as the second shot, because although it fits better with the word, but it doesn't fit with the story as well. And that the main pshat, the first pshat, and therefore the main pshat, is that he sent him wine which he would appreciate and enjoy. That was the point of the gift, of sending something that he would enjoy, not just more food. Because this pshat fits better with the general story as it's being told, of the sending of the gifts, as we explained at length already. Also to the pshat that it was the beans. It would be reasonable to say the Yosef bachar bazeh dafke leimit rak mitam shutum Mitzrayim, that Yosef chose specifically the split beans not just because it happens to be a good product of Mitzrayim. But specifically this is somehow related to the gift that Yosef was trying to send to his father. Just choosing something that Mitzrayim specializes in, that his father would have no use for, wouldn't be of use. So therefore, there must be something about the Grisim Shel Pul specifically that he wanted to send this to his father. And therefore Rashi tells us the Pirzeh who Medrash Agoda, that this pshat is from the Medrash. The likes Kosov Dovarachar, he didn't write another pshat in this Sukiyetzbe, which he normally would have written. He wants to emphasize that it's a Medrash. Bechdele Ramish al derech ha Medrash varemez yesh limtzer shaychas ben grisim shulpul zushlichas Yosef la'aviv, in order to show that there is, if you want to understand the reason that he sent specifically the beans, you have to look a little deeper, the way the Medrash does. You have to understand something a little deeper. There's a remez there. It's a drush. It's not understood on the simple level like the wine is understood on the simple level. Old men enjoy wine. That's a nice gift. Why did he send beans? That look, the way Medrash looks at things. Fabir Bazet. And the explanation is as follows. Yosef knew the Kishasher Yachzeru Ochi Echov Le Knan, when his brothers will go back to Knan, the Yavasul Abishai Yosef Chayin, they'll bring the news that Yosef is alive. Hare Besura Toivazu Tigrim Loi Gam Hergeshul Tsar. Hearing this news, it'll bring us a certain painful feeling as well. Why? Ki Al Yedei Ze Yevada Loi She'echav Machru. Now he'll find out that the brothers sold him into slavery. He's happy that Yosef is alive, but he's disappointed in his sons. So therefore, Yosef would have tried to mitigate that feeling of pain that Yaakov should have from finding out what are the circumstances of Yosef ending up in Mitzrayim. And even if he'll say that they don't have to tell Yaakov that they sold him. How he disappeared, we don't know. Even then, it would come along with the feeling that he missed 22 years of his life. Therefore, Yosef was trying to somehow mitigate that feeling of pain. And we could say Shagam Latachlazu Ama Yosef Yoimer LeYaakov, and one could answer that this, for this reason, is also the reason that Yosef told them to say the following to Yaakov. What did he say? Koy Omar Bincha Yosef. This is what Yosef, he said to, told the brothers to say as follows to Yaakov. This is what your son Yosef said. Samani Elakim La'odin L'chol Mitzrayim. Hashem has made me as a master over all of Mitzrayim, etc. Haynu Shalakim Osa Zayis. In other words, he was trying to say that it's Hashem's will. It's Hashem that made all this happen. Yosef Einim Mitzrayim Klal. In other words, that he's not complaining. There's nothing to complain about. There's nothing to be disappointed about. Ki Nasa La'odin. Because I became through this, which Hashem engineered this whole story, now I became the master of all over all Mitzrayim, which led to the you're having food and so on, all the rest of the good things that will happen. That's why he said send that message. And in a similar way, he sent these beings to bring the same sort of message. And for the same reason he brought these, he sent these beings, ki bezer ramaz la'aviv. Through this he hinted to his father, she'ein le'tzayr al mechiras al Mitzrayim. There's no need to feel distressed over the fact that it was sold to Mitzrayim. But Tam, and the reason why is this a message? Grisim shapul hu, Michael shel kitnius prudos l'chalokim. What is grisim shapul? As I said, it's split beans. It's beans which are split into pieces. And it's only when they're split into pieces that they become important and a delicacy or whatever in Mitzrayim. So through this, Yosef is trying to send a similar message to his father. There are certain things that they bring their best. Their best use is when you break them up, when you chop them up, when you split them up, when you divide them. Like the beans, when you eat whole beans, it's a certain taste. When you break them up, it has a better taste. And what his message was, that in a similar way, is our case too. It was only because the brothers of Yosef sold him to Mitzrayim, and that he separated them. They separated him away from the rest of the family. Yotza HaTayva was only through this that the great good, they were able to get to the great good, that it's in order to keep you alive that Hashem sent me here. And therefore don't take it to heart about the fact that they sent him, because it is only in this way that we were able to reach the greater good, because it was only the selling him and separating from the family that we were able to reach this ultimate good. Which explains why Rashi doesn't give the explanation, the reason why he chose this, the split beans, ki because shapirish hu medesh agada meramesh yesh kan inyan v'tam agadati, because he's trying to say that the reason for this specific thing is only understood through an allusion. It's not something that is, you know, said in plain words. It's something you have to understand, you have to look a little deeper. It gives us a hidden message. It gives that kind of a message, like a medrash message. Tess. Meyena shel teira shel pirush Rashi. Something, another, a deeper understanding of the words of Rashi. L'chayra kasha, you could ask, ala pirush sholach le'yayin yoshen, on this explanation, the first explanation that he sent aged wine. The following question. K'sha'odam sholach matan l'chaveri amanas l'chadei l'angei. When a person sends a gift to a friend in order to give him honor and to give him some pleasure, you send something that the person doesn't already have. But then if you send him something that he doesn't have on his own, then it's something that is special and dear to him and so on, and will cause him pleasure. But in our case, why would Yosef think that Yaakov doesn't have his own aged wine in Eretz Yisrael? Bishleimem shalach loy grisim shol pul shol Michael Chashuv. if you're saying, when we talk about the broken beans, which is a food which is special food and so on, Yada Yosef Shabizman Rav Yechabev Etzlam, he knew that in a time when there is hunger in the land, nobody has extra food, and you send some a special food, of course that's something going to be special to them. But how did Yosef know in regards to wine? Wine is something that lasts from year to year, especially aged wine that you have it from previously. Why would he think that they wouldn't have their own wine? But this can be explained based on what Rashi says earlier on the pasuk Bayishta Bayishkeru Imai, that when the brothers ate together with Yosef, they drank and they became drunk with him. They drank to an excess. They drank more wine than normal. So Rashi says, Umamiyoim Shemachruhu. However, this was the first time that they drank to excess. From the day that they sold him, Lo Shosu Yayin, the first time that they drank altogether, they didn't drink wine from the day that they sold him, Lo Yehu Shosu Yayin, as well as he didn't drink wine since the day that he was separated from his family, but Oseayayim Shosu, and on that day, they finally, when they came together, they drank. Hainu. In other words, B'meshach Chav Beishonim, that for the that time of 22 years, Umuvin Shabim Echav, so for 22 years they didn't drink wine. Umuvin, and it's understood, Shabim Echav Loishasu Yayin Kolos Manazeh, that if the brothers didn't drink wine that whole time, the Gam Yosef Loishasu, and also Yosef didn't drink wine that whole time. Shemizem Muvin, from the fact that Yosef didn't drink wine the whole time, we understand Shein Zebetar Tshuva, that this was not a matter of abstinence because of Tshuva. Because but rather it was because of the pain of the situation. We're separated from Yosef. Yosef had nothing to do tshuva for. So therefore, the fact that Yosef didn't drink wine either, it means that the whole gesture of not drinking wine had nothing to do with tshuva. It had to do with we're separated from Yosef. Yosef is separated from his brothers. So Allah has kama v'kama, now that we understand that it was a matter of pain and you don't drink wine when you're in pain. So how much more so that Yaakov she'is Abel, that was mourning over Yosef more than the brothers, lo shasa yayin chav beishana, certainly that he wasn't drinking wine for 22 years. He was in more pain than the brothers. Umuvenes hanoicha daita she'il Yaakov. So from now, Yosef knew that now that he's able to drink wine, he'll find out that Yosef is alive. How much would he enjoy having aged wine to drink? He would so much enjoy that Yosef sent him wine to drink. Now he can drink wine because it came from Yosef. So that was something that he knew his father would enjoy. Based on this, we can also say another reason based on the inner meaning of the Rashi. Mulvad Mashadas Kenim Noichemena, besides for the fact that he would enjoy it. Lama Bacha Yosef Yayin Yoshem. Why did he choose aged wine? Kibazer Ramaz Leagab, because this, through this, he was giving another hint to Yaakov. Sha'af Yosef B'Mitzrayim Loi Ovad B'Tchene B'Hashem. That all this time that I was in Mitzrayim all alone, I did not lose my betochen in Hashem. She'od Yisrayim over, that I would still get a chance, I will be able to meet up with my father. Therefore, even though he didn't drink wine, and he understood that Yaakov would understand that he didn't drink wine, or the brothers would tell him, Yayim Meshumer Etzloi, but he kept a bottle of wine or a bunch of bottles of wine, Meshach Zmanra, for all of this time until it became Yayin Yoshin, Achanasa Yayin Yoshin, until it became aged. This is the wine that I put away as soon as I was able to, because I knew that one day we would be able to drink wine together. And that's the wine that he sent to Yaakov. So that was another message that he didn't lose his betochen. And this is a lesson to each one of us in our avodah, that even when a person finds himself that the constraints and the limitations of the world, which are his worries, his material worries and needs and so on, and the things from around, mafriim oisai, even when they disturb you, avodas Hashem, when they try to disturb it from your avodas Hashem, also leilis yaish, you cannot lose hope. Ela adarav, to the contrary, olav lischazeg b'betochen gomer, you have to strengthen yourself with complete trust, b'Hashem, shebavade yatzlicha b'inyanu b'gashmim, that certainly will give you success in your material needs, b'ayfen shalei yastiru al inyanu ateremit shalei, in such a way that they will not interfere with your avodas Hashem. Another lesson is al derech matanis Yosef la'afiv shloi haisa al pit tzivoy pari melech Mitzrayim, that when Yosef sent these additional 10 donkeys of the Tov Mitzrayim, it was not by the instruction of Pari. Pari only told him to send 10. Elamida Satzme, he did it on his own, of his own accord, as he said earlier. We don't find anywhere that he consulted Pari whether he can send an additional 10 donkeys. I knew, in other words, then when it came to a matter of a mitzvah, in this case mitzvah's kibadav aim, kibadav, the honor of his father, he didn't have to consult Pare, he didn't have to consider what does Pare think. The kiyum a mitzvah behider godol, and he fulfilled the mitzvah in the most beautiful way possible that he was able to. Kain hu ba'avodas kol echad ve'echad. The same is true also for the avodah of each and every one of us. Kasher bo liyodai inyan shel Torah mitzvahs, when a matter of Torah mitzvahs comes to your, you have an opportunity. Ein lischashev klal im ha'metzorim ba'agbolus le'ilam hazeh. Don't consider the limitations of this world. V'yekayimus ha'mitzvah behidur. You go ahead and do the mitzvah with the greatest hidur possible. Ba'yidei anhoga zu. And through this kind of behavior, not only will you be successful in your aveda and Torah mitzvahs, but also your material needs will be more successful this way as well.